on behalf of the bishops and the priests and the seminarians and the sisters and the brothers, I'd like to wish everybody a very blessed and Merry Christmas. The epistle is taken from the Epistle of Titus, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter. At that time there went forth a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This first enrollment was made by Cyrenius, the governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching and keeping the night watches over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone round them, and they feared with a great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." As far as the words of tonight's Holy Gospel. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men of goodwill. Words taken from the Gospel of tonight's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, one of the greatest kings to have ever sat on the throne of England was King Henry V. He was the shining example of a knight. He was born in the year 1387 and died at the early age of 35. Henry V is especially known for his victorious campaigns against France, the most famous of which is the Battle of Agincourt, in which he defeated 25,000 French cavalry with his 6,000 archers. By the end of the day, according to one authority, 5,000 French were dead, while England lost only about 100 men. And the date was October 25th, 1415. The next year, Henry allied himself with the Holy Roman Emperor Sigismund. And the following year, he began the conquest of Normandy. And this he completed 2 years later when he took the capital, Rouen. He concluded a peace treaty with Charles V of France in 1420. And under this treaty, Charles gave his daughter, Catherine of Valois, in marriage to Henry V. And soon afterwards, Henry married her. This marriage secured the promise of succession to Henry and his heir, that is, to the French throne on the death of Charles. In 1422, King Henry V, King of England, became the King of France as well. However, his dual reign lasted but a few months, for he died in August of that year, 1422, on his way to France. And his heir and successor to the throne was his little son, who was 9 months old. Now, there is an old painting of this baby wearing what seems to be a crown, and he's dressed in a long mantle that is decorated with the arms of France and England. The infant's mother, the widowed queen, who was only 21 years old, had placed her bracelet on the head of her baby as a crown, and it looked like one. And there is something very appealing and truly inspiring in this picture of the young mother offering her child to his high calling. But my dear friends, the image, and looking at it, of that mother and her son reminds us of another mother and her child, of a far more lofty queen and a little king, who is, in truth, the King of Kings. The infant Christ, whose birth we celebrate tonight, was born a king and a savior. As our divine Redeemer chose the great city of Jerusalem for the humiliation of his passion, so he chose the little town of Bethlehem for the glory of his nativity. The Blessed Virgin Mary, by a special direction of Providence, undertook a painful journey of at least 4 days through mountainous regions, having her chaste and holy spouse, Saint Joseph, who was appointed by heaven to be her guardian and protector in the midst of all the hardships that she had to encounter. On their arrival in Bethlehem, they found all the inns of that town already full. It was in vain that they looked for a place to stay elsewhere, everyone despising and rejecting them at each point along the way. And so they were forced to obtain shelter in a cave on the side of a rock, a stable, because it was only fit to shelter animals from the cold of winter. This low and contemptible place was where the King of Heaven and the Lord and the Master of the Universe chose for his nativity. His throne was a manger. A little hay or straw took the place of a bed, and the breath of an ox, which happened to be tied to the manger, helped to keep him from the cold. Our infant Savior, the God-man, chose to be born in the depth of winter to signify to us that he came from heaven to kindle the fire of charity on earth, to warm the frozen hearts of sinners with the flames of divine love. He was born at midnight to manifest that he came to destroy the darkness of sin and to enlighten the world with the light of the gospel. He chose to be born by miracle of a most pure and chaste virgin to show how he loves the angelical virtue of chastity. He chose to be born in a stable of poverty to teach us that they who are really poor in spirit are the ones who practice patience and resignation in the difficulties of their state in life. And tonight, my dear friends, we see the Word incarnate humble himself for us and become a man. So great to so little. It is the great pledge of his love for you and I. St. Augustine says, God became man in order that man might become as God. How much we truly owe our infant Savior. Let us tonight humbly approach the manger of Bethlehem, and with our Heavenly Queen, welcome our blessed Savior into the world. Let us give him the best reception that we are able. Let us embrace him with our hearts. And as you kneel before him in the manger, ask him tonight to truly take possession of your hearts. May we give ourselves entirely to the divine infant in return for giving himself entirely to us. As the Queen of England offered her 9-month-old son to his high calling by placing her bracelet upon his head, so too did the Queen of heaven and earth offer her newborn son an everlasting crown of prayer and sacrifice. And may we imitate our Heavenly Queen this night and always by offering up the sacrifices that are ours, by taking those sacrifices that come our way, day by day, hour by hour, and offer them up to the King of Kings, our infant Redeemer. Let us practice the humility of the infant Jesus in the manger by accepting cheerfully every day all the difficulties that come our way. Like Henry V, who conquered in spiritual battle, may we also conquer daily in our own spiritual warfare by subduing our faults, overcoming temptation, battling sin. May the infant Jesus on this night give us the grace to begin with him a new life on this happy night of his nativity. And may we all persevere to the end, faithful in his service, so that we may one day sing with the angels for all eternity. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. God bless you and have a very blessed and holy Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.